Thank you for calling customer service. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I just got my visa bill, yeah. And this is, I'm calling about the Swift Enhance. And on February 22nd, I ordered a AirPod from you guys, and it says $792. But this March 9, I got a bill from you guys, $69.97. What is that now?
Okay, yes, sir. So what I can go ahead and do for you is I can get your zip code, and so I can locate your account and see what we got going on. Okay.
Okay.
So can I have your zip code, sir?
96797.
You said
96797.
Okay, I do apologize.
No problem.
Okay. And can I have your first and last name, sir?
Glenn Belias.
Could it be underneath maybe your wife's name, sir?
No, this is under my name. Glenn B. Belias.
Okay, sir. So I did find you. Can you go ahead and give me your shipping address for security purposes?
9226. No, not wait. Hold on, yeah. 94-226 Kahulio Place.
Okay. And I do see here where you do have the pods and
yes, the pods
and the watch. Is that correct?
What watch? I didn't receive any watch. That's why.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. So, so we did try to charge you $5.97 on February the 22nd, and it did not go through. That is why you did not receive that watch, sir.
So, I was about to cancel this visa card. That's why, because if they're playing mind games on me, I'm going to do something. But, you know, I just came from the bank, and I was freaking out because I got this. I was supposed to pay this payment then. Then I look, I got paid 69 or something.
Well, yes, sir, I do. I do understand where you're coming from, but whenever you did sign up for that 14-day trial of those of that watch, it did state in those terms and conditions that if you did not call within those 14 days to cancel, then you would be billed the full price of that product.
So, there is no watch then? I didn't know about that, you know. They just told me you got a free watch or something.
Well, yes, sir. I do understand, sir, but whenever we tried to charge your card for $5.97, it didn't go through, sir. So, that's why you didn't receive that watch.
So, what then? I lose out money to 69 something then? You guys are going to take out 69
something? No, sir. That $69.97 is for those AirPods that you received in the mail.
What? They told me only $1.
No, sir. That's only for that shipping.
Oh, my God.
If you didn't call within those 14 days, sir, then you were billed that $69.97.
So this is some kind of like what I read. It says you have this earbuds for $1 and the shipping is $7. That's it. I don't have to pay nothing. That's what I read.
Okay, sir. So I do apologize for the misunderstanding, but it did state in the terms and conditions that.
Okay, so everything is safe, but you guys, it's not. I thought it was like somebody using my account. So this is because I just came from the bank, and that's what the lady told me that maybe the shipping and this is the price of the AirPods, your first payment. So I have to just get, so the payment was just like $69.97 plus $7 plus $8. That's it. About 80 something.
Correct. Correct. You will not be billed any longer. I'm sorry, sir. I can't hear you.
You guys are not going to bill me nothing no more, right?
Correct.
Okay. I just was wondering about that. Next time, and I'll be more careful about this then. But
okay, sir.
So why did they say, like, you have this for $1?
Sir, I'm not sure. We are just a third-party call center, and we only handle calls and accounts.
So,
I do apologize.
Okay, so everything is legit then on this.
Yes, sir.
So that's what I understand. Okay.
Mhm.
So the first one was just the shipping, $7.92, and the other one was just the price of the AirPods.
Correct.
Okay. I'll deal with that.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Uh huh. Thanks
for
calling
customers. I hope you guys don't bill me nothing. I'll call you guys up again.
No, sir. We will not bill you again.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Uh huh. Thanks for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day.